I live with my friend, we get along, maybe we can say we're common law, but that they're not actually in that conjugal marriage-like relationship. They're roommates, not romantic partners.
So a relationship of convenience is defined as a relationship that are formed for the sole purpose of sponsoring individuals to get status in Canada. What I find interesting is the fact that ISCC define common law relationships based on 12 months of cohabitation, which sets a relatively low threshold to qualify for. And so people are saying they're seeing it as a hack to stay in Canada while other options dry up, because it is a relatively short period of time to have to live with someone before you qualify under this program.
I do just want to point out that the problem with misrepresenting your relationship, it puts your case at risk and it creates system-wide issues. So we are already seeing really long processing times in the family class. I think it's right around 34 months outside Quebec and 38 months inside Quebec.
Which suggests there has been an influx of these types of sponsorship applications in general.
When we see these kinds of things start to happen, IRCC does start to apply more scrutiny across the board. We might see changes to the application process to try and weed out applicants who aren't genuine. And the flow-on effect is that it affects genuine couples as well. Yeah. Their applications get held up, they're required to provide more proof, there's more back and forth, they're more stressed in an already stressful process. So in short, what we are trying to say here is that it's not a good idea to look at spousal sponsorship as a loophole, and using it in that way, it slows down the system for everyone, including couples with real long-term relationships. And that's a pretty heartbreaking outcome.